viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, vieni, gol, a gol, a gol, a gol, a gol!
Lomu! The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup!
Eccolo il cross, e adesso vinto, gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Lisa!
Yes, I'm here.
There's so many sports, so surely there's a lot of Guinness records that have come along with so many sports.
Yeah. I don't know if we need to define what we're going to put into that segment in terms of...
Don't. Look, we're in a time of very loose definitions. Okay, this is a crazy time we're in.
Because some of them are actually linked to, like, real sports.
Mm-hmm.
And others are kind of categories that have been created where it's not really an official sport, but you have to demonstrate some sort of physical ability.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued. I'm sufficiently intrigued.
Okay, just so you know, there are currently more than 40,000 records in the database, which is quite a lot.
Wow.
Do
they all make the book?
No. Yeah. There's only 4,000 in the book.
What the
Which is published every year.
Now, one of my friends tried to get the Guinness World Record for the first person to type a Facebook status update with a banana.
Not a sport.
No.
What have you got in the way of sports?
Okay. But he's making an interesting point, though.
Okay.
Because basically,
I'll buy it.
You know, kind of anything can be a Guinness World Record.
But not everything
you just
can
have
be
to
a
submit
sport,
it.
Though.
Not everything can be a sport. I'm just finishing on that tangent for a second.
Know. Yeah, this could easily develop into a sport, typing Facebook status updates with bananas.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. Of course it could.
You know,
next.
Skills.
Next.
Developing skills. Anyway.
Wait, I love how he tried, but he failed as well.
Probably did he submit it and then they rejected it?
Yes. You got to have someone there, I think.
Man, that sucks.
You got to get someone down there.
Yeah,
with, like,
I think it was photographed and everything.
Yeah, you do have to have a proof of it, obviously. But that's interesting because there's kind of weird categories, especially the ones that come with, like, breaking things or, like, weightlifting.
Right.
But, like, weightlifting is, like, an actual sport, but depending on what you weigh.
What are you lifting?
What you're lifting, sorry.
Yeah,
yeah. It might be, or, like, dragging behind you.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of entering gray zones in terms of is it a sport or not.
Meant squint.
Yes. They do a lot of them are, like, oldest or youngest or, like, heaviest or lightest kind of person to do that. So, for instance, the oldest competing gymnast, that was actually in 2012,
that's
she's
a young
still competing
game.
Now.
Really?
So she was 86.
Mm-hmm. Still got it?
Yeah, she's 93 now, I think.
Still winning?
Still winning. There's still competition. She
maybe
does
not
like
winning.
Well, yeah, in her section of competition, she's still winning, obviously.
She's competing.
She comes
first
and last.
She's obviously not competing against, like, 15-year-old girls.
Right.
That would be quite unfair. But, you know, she can still do a floor and a beam routine that would make you very envious.
Oh, skirt.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
fair enough.
Watch those videos and tell me if you can do it.
Good on you.
Probably not.
Good on you.
There's quite a few linked to running.
Yeah, of course.
So there's, like, the, you know, the 100 meter in high heels. There's the 100 meters in on all fours.
Oh, the knees. It's
okay, so this is one of the 4,000 Guinness World Records that there are every year running
exactly.
On four. Okay, is this on carpet or on?
No, on like a proper track.
Ow.
That was 17 seconds.
No, I don't
seconds.
Think you put your knees on the ground though. If you're going really fast.
No, you don't.
No.
That would be really hard.
But you have gloves
on. But 17
on.
Seconds.
For 100 meters.
I don't know
meters.
If you guys have done 100
Shit.
Meters
because
recently.
Like,
but
generally, really
speed.
Fast for 100 meters is under 10. I know that from cool runners.
Yes, but that's like really fast. But some people will never make it under 17 whilst running on two legs. And
I also
so this
know
guy
that John Candy
going,
rules from cool running.
Can I just butt in for a second, guys? Someone has texted in again saying, I hope you do cornhole soon.
Yep.
I was at a wedding on the weekend. I was at a wedding and there was cornhole at the wedding.
We're definitely not covering any wedding sports. Actually, maybe that should be next week. What sports to play at weddings?
You can do it one-handed with a beer in one hand and it's, yep.
No, that's
it.
A sport. That's what we're talking
competitive
about.
Darts, competitive dancing? Definitely.
Yeah. There's a lot of things like push-ups.
How many push-ups
one
you can
finger
do?
Push-up.
Oh, man. Is that even real?
In 30 seconds. Apparently, this
Why
guy
does it
made
take so long to do it?
30 seconds to do. How many can you do in 30 seconds?
Got you.
So apparently, this guy did 41.
Oh, my goodness.
Which means more than one per second, which is, you know, quite impressive. I did watch the video. He wasn't really going super low, but I guess you'll count it.
So incomplete, you know, in your eyes.
Yes, but apparently not in the judge's eyes, which I suppose is what matters.
Cash counts, I suppose.
Definitely.
What other sports have featured in the Guinness World Record
realm? All of the sports. All of it. As long as you submit. I was trying to find some creative things out there, but sure. I don't know. They do things like cricket.
You didn't find typing with a banana anywhere?
Typing with a banana. It's not in the Guinness World Record.
It's so sporty.
It's good. Man, you can do it fast. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's a race.
You can do a lot of things fast with a lot of things like bananas, John. Doesn't mean it's a sport.
That's true. Lots of
this is so many sports. You need to free your mind.
Slippery banana.
Okay. Cricket. Highest altitude for a game of cricket.
Mint. Is that in India somewhere? Nepal?
That was in Nepal.
Yes.
5,000 meters.
Up where the weed grows.
In Nepal. High. So that was pretty good. Oh, there was one.
Cricket's the only game you'd want to play up really high because, let's face it, it's... Unless you're like four people, there's not a lot going on for everyone else, so you can kind of, you know, here we come. Here come the cricket texts.
Yeah, 5395. If you want to complain about what's just been said, please text in. There's so many, honestly. Oh, there was one that looked really horrible.
Do you have a favourite Guinness World Record? A personal favourite after looking at the Guinness World Records?
There's one that looks particularly horrible, and it's heaviest vehicle pulled by shoulder blades. That just doesn't seem appealing at all.
So like straps over the shoulder blade and leaning down. It'd be like a truck.
Yeah.
That's strongman territory.
Yeah, but the guy that seems to have one isn't even that big.
Keep it low center of gravity, good grip in the shoes.
Probably. See, it comes with a lot of skills, actually. It's
really?
Quite impressive.
Totally. Definitely. Technique.
That's what it is. But no, they do a lot about like football, basketball are kind of the ones that come most often. But you can create so many subcategories. So like for basketball, it would be like the longest shot, the certain amount of this kind of shot in this amount of time. And then
it's funny what they allow and like what they will endeavor into sort of making a record. Because I think last time I heard, bungee jumping isn't allowed to be a Guinness World Record because it's considered too dangerous.
Yeah, they did.
Which is interesting because if you look at some of the records, they're like, well, fucking, you could just die doing the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Definitely, but they've kind of cracked down on things that were dangerous. They also removed everything that was linked to alcohol consumption.
Nice one.
So all of those are just gone.
Okay.
Can't do that.
No darts.
I don't know, actually. There might be darts.
So there's no darts.
How many darts can you throw while drinking a...
Maybe, you know, you can do darts, but not while drinking something.
Yeah,
if
that's
alcohol
totally
isn't included in the thing, or if it's just like on the side, then it's probably fine for the record. But if it's linked to alcohol,
it's
then
called
it
the Guinness
work.
World Records, though. That's kind of awkward, isn't it?
Well, it probably, but it's kind of lost its meaning, I suppose.
Does it mean beer?
I don't know. Oh, am I talking to someone?
Sorry about
Hello.
That.
Hello.
Hello, BFM.
Bob Hawke, the Prime Minister of Australia, had the yard glass drinking world record.
How fast?
Stupid fast, like 7 seconds or 11 seconds.
Oh, he's like an open your throat type of dude.
Yeah, like 11 seconds or 7 seconds or something stupid. And then, like you're saying, we don't take records for that anymore.
It'll be a yard glass for a big
chip. What a Prime Minister.
I guess. I think they're more jealous of our Prime Minister at the moment, but yeah.
Yeah. How many cigarettes can she smoke in 1 minute?
Oh, hopefully not.
We'll see about that, Prime Minister.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
That's a great question. No one ever asked Jacinda how many doughies she can smoke in a minute.
I don't know. Whoa. How many can you?
We should have asked her that before we
hopefully
actually let her in.
More than one. That would be really horrible.
Also, text in your yard glass times.
5:05. Yard glass times.
1:46.
Mine was 57 seconds.
What, did you guys actually record it?
Of course.
Was that part of your 21st?
Of course.
We grew up in a really fucked up time, right?
I know, it's really weird, this country and this tradition. I don't really quite get it.
1:46, it was pretty
get
good. Didn't really spill
on your
any.
Birthday. No. Forget everything about that big, important day.
Surely there's a record for the longest airmail in cornhole. That's not what Texas is saying. Played cricket against some guys who were high as fuck. We got thrashed. Low light of my cricket career. Thank you, Texas.
That's a bit sad.
But you know what I mean, though? Like, it's you can have a little bit of a chill out in cricket.
Yes.
Bless you, cricketers. Bless you.
Oh, I was going to say something else. I can't remember what.
Well, you've got a bit of paper and everything.
Yeah, I had a big paper. It was just lots of things that you wouldn't think is interesting.
Do you want John to look away? John, just look away.
It's okay. That's all right.
You can remember now.
Oh, you can't also do any beauty claims.
What?
By the way. So you can't try and set the world Guinness World Record for most beautiful whatever.
That's not sporting either.
No, that's not measurable by any
so
scientific
a lot of these
measure.
Aren't like team sport things. They're like solo endeavours, eh? And like,
they're definitely solo endeavours.
So if
endeavors.
It's like a soccer thing, it'd be like the most goals kicked from a certain spot that go in and stuff like that, eh? It's like...
Yeah, they do a lot of those. Sometimes there's like team things as well, but it's like a kind of... collective effort of like individual actions. I don't know.
People are getting into these cricket facts.
Oh, you asked them.
Apparently, there's a YouTube clip of a hawk being offered a beer in the terraces at a cricket game. It's about 2 seconds long. Don't know if it took the beer or not.
No,
it's great. There's a time included with that. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Paul.
Are we excited for the cricket World Cup?
I am.
Actually, do you know what I wanted to shout out real quick? New Zealand has just kicked ass, quite literally. Israel Adesanya. Trains at City Kickboxing just up the end of the road here. He's from Auckland, New Zealand, and he's just gone and got the interim light middleweight title, the middleweight title. So right on, dog. Well done.
That's done.
Really rad dude.
This is UFC, right?
Yeah.
I think a weapon of a dude.
So congrats, New Zealanders. He's a Nigerian New Zealander.
There's a few, I think there's a couple, if not more, New Zealanders that are doing pretty well in UFC, actually.
Dan Hangman's up there as well. Yeah. He's going to fight Robert Whittaker, who is technically a New Zealander, but he's living in Australia. So it's going to be incredible. It'll be an interesting fight when that goes down. Just talking about some scrapping here on 95 BFM.
Yeah.
Hey, if people are willing to do it, I'm willing to watch it. That's what I'm saying. Okay?
Do you want to do so many sports next week?
Do I?
You can just talk about all of the things that you want to talk about.
Sure. I think wedding sports is great for next week.
The cricket might be quite good. Wedding sports?
Wedding sports.
Have we done wedding sports?
Don't think so.
No, okay. But what? I don't even know what qualifies as a wedding sport anyway.
Well, you've got a whole entire week to
cornhole.
To tell us that that's a bad idea.
I never thought that cornhole would make it to that segment because it seems to be
this texter has texted in
I know
every single
so
week.
Many times.
We've got to give this texter.
We've resisted so far, but maybe we'll give it. Something.
Maybe this texter can shed some light on cornhole because it was being played on a slope, just watching them play was giving one player the up hand.
You throw a sandbag?
Yeah, through a hole.
Why would one player get the
upper hand? Because they're at the, like.
Because cornhole!
Okay, whatever.
Thanks, Lisa.
See you next week.
Sigue Manuel al centro, sabe, sí, no. El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de Andrea.
Kick it, don't fucking pass it. So many sports.